Hello, you're tuned in to The Witch Wavelength, a magical vibe in the form of music, ideas and practices, creations and conversations, all about living a magical life. I'm Sheena Cundy, author, songwriter and Essex witch, and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Ian Cundy, guitarist, treehouse builder, beachcomber, recording engineer and producer of the podcast.
Hi there. How are you?
Are you on a boat somewhere or something?
I could be, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, it's the word beachcombing that you said, and the last time, really, we done any sort of video in that, it was down on the beach, wasn't it? That's quite good fun, doesn't it?
Oh, what, the other day?
Yeah, the other day.
Yeah, it was good.
I know, it's great fun, isn't it? And I was just sort of thinking, really, because we ought to video our podcast, ought we, really? Do you think so?
I think we're going to, aren't we? I thought we decided we were.
Yeah, I think we ought to.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a laugh, isn't it? Or when you get a fit of the giggles and all the outtakes that we have, we could put them all together. I reckon it would make great viewing, wouldn't it?
Oh, dear. Don't you think I'm not sure about that.
No.
I'm not sure about great viewing.
That's brilliant. Anyway, how are you? Yeah.
I'm all right.
Been keeping busy?
I have been kept very busy today. I've been clearing up storage on my computer. How interesting does that sound?
Yeah, well,
can you tell by the sound of my voice, tone of my voice, how interested, enthusiastic I am?
Yeah, I've been
even talking about it.
I've been clearing up storage in my log cabin.
Do you know?
Do you know how I done it? I just built another shed and just moved it.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm not buying another computer.
No.
I'm not buying. But I tell you what, Ian, I'd rather be doing the housework.
Would you
if
really?
We're talking about clearing up and decluttering, I'd rather be doing it on a physical level than doing it on a digital level.
Yeah.
Because I just don't really know what I'm doing, to be quite honest. I've been on this for like hours today. And I must admit, it's been in the back of my mind. I've been thinking for a while now, I really ought to sort of clear up some of these files. And I mean, that's the kind of thing that I've never been taught. When I was at school, I never did business studies or
how to
manage an office.
I remember just as I was leaving school, though, I think they might have like had one computer that came in or something like that. You know?
Oh, yeah, I know. I do remember when computers came in, and they were massive. They were really great big things
that took up half a room. Yeah, amazing.
But anyway, here we are with this tiny little envelope-sized
thing. And we got another episode to put out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm going off topic.
No, anyway, yes. Yeah, so apart from that, I'm having a welcome break.
Good.
It's a welcome break from defragging on my computer.
Brilliant.
We've got a great guest today. We've got a great guest. And it takes us back to when we were in California.
Yeah.
Just before Christmas and on a business trip. And we met Julie out there, Julie Chandler. And so she's now come on the podcast. And Julie is a psychic business coach. She combines her sort of psychic abilities with business coaching. And runs a series of programs called Intuitively Led Courses for Female Entrepreneurs. And she loves helping women with their own businesses and, you know, sort of shifting their success frequency through moon cycle strategies and an intuitive connection with the universe, sort of, you know, helping them to feel and stand in their own power.
That's good.
So and it's quite a really good chat, actually, because it's very illustrative. Sorry, start again. It demonstrates really in the chat what happens to Julie on a regular basis. And it does happen to me a lot, because when you have that connection with the spirit world, you know, and particularly if you're talking about it, about that connection, then if you've got a team of guides and support in the spirit world who've got a sense of humour, which most of them have. I think a lot of people tend to think that, oh, it's a serious business. But it's not a serious business, is it? We know that working with spirit is, they love humour, they love joy, they love to be in that sort of vibration of you know, upliftment. That's what they're here for, isn't it? And so we had a bit of spirit intervention in our chat, which was very well timed. It's right at the beginning. Yeah. So it's funny, you know, it's funny. But then obviously it kept happening. I say obviously, it kept happening all the way through the chat. So we've edited those bits out, but we've kept the first bit in because it was, it was, you know, it illustrates what happens.
Yeah.
You know, because if spirit can't, they get through, they come through on any channel they can. And it stands to reason that if you're working in a on a digital level, then they will come through in a digital way, you know, and use the channel that is available to them.
Mm. I have had that happen twice to me with something, the same thing. With,
have you?
Basically, it's light bulbs that have been screwed in, have come undone and fallen on the floor or on a table, a hard table. This was in a pub in Sudbury when we were gigging one night. We were sitting around chatting and the light bulb actually came out of the roof, ceiling fitting, and fell into a hard ashtray and never broke. And the landlord, who was sitting there having a chat with us, said that happens quite a lot.
You know? Really?
And also around somebody else's house that said that they've got sort of had some sort of spirit thing. So I can understand signs happening and things, you know. Yeah. It is interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I know from my sort of experience over the years that I've never been able to wear a watch because somehow watches just don't work on me, whether it's that kind of, I don't know why, they never have worked.
Yeah.
Never been able to wear a watch.
Yeah.
Mm. And
it's because you're fully charged, Sheena.
Well, I'm right on time all the time.
And talking about time.
Let's move on. Yeah, let's get into the chat because it is interesting. Judy's got lots of good information for everybody. So if you're interested in sort of combining psychic with business, then this is for you. Julie and I on The Witch Wavelength. So Julie, welcome to The Witch Wavelength podcast.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So the first question I want to ask you, let's dive straight in, is how would you, now I've kind of described you in our intro, but how would you describe yourself?
I guess the quickest way is psychic business coach. That's kind of the latest title. I kind of phased through many different titles trying to settle on one. But as someone who's kind of multidimensional, I kind of struggle with taglines. But that's probably the easiest. Psychic business coach. We'll put that in there.
Okay. And so obviously there's a combination of you with your intuitive ability, your psychic ability, and your business management skills.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere along the timeline in Julie's life, what came first?
So probably the psychic stuff. Well, not probably, definitely the psychic stuff. But the question of what did I step into purposefully would probably be the business stuff first. Because like many people, I kind of shied away from my psychic abilities and my connection and because no one was talking about it 20 years ago and it wasn't a normal, quote unquote, normal thing to be psychic or step into the psychic identity. But that's been around obviously since I was a kid. It's been there forever. I've embraced it personally, internally, like behind the scenes and squirreling away and learning all about it all by myself for many, many years before fully stepping into it and embracing it. But it's probably more the combination of the two together has definitely been the last 3 or 4 years. So kind of like smashing the two worlds together and bringing it to the limelight, as it were.
Yeah, so you've alchemized both sides of yourself, haven't you, really?
Essentially, and I don't feel like I had much choice. I feel like the universe has just continuously pushed me in that direction. I'm fully open to listening to whatever the universe has to say. And with me, the universe is really big on signs and symbols. Like, they're ridiculously big, bold, and in my face. So I'm like, okay, I hear you, universe. We're moving in that direction.
Yeah. So back to when you were a kiddie,
Yeah.
what were the things that you can remember, those psychic sort of experiences that you can remember from when you were,
So,
what's your earliest memory?
earliest memory is probably more the like having, I guess the normal people will call it imaginary friends, but I didn't have imaginary friends. But what I did have was imaginary animals. I was always so obsessed with animals. And to this day, I can remember trotting my little horse up and down the garden, who wasn't real, but he was real to me. And now I've experienced connection with spirit, and I have connected with and seen spirit in rooms, in properties, in buildings, like all of this kind of thing. I'm like, that was definitely spirit. It wasn't just my imagination. It was definitely a connection. But it wasn't something that was talked about in my family at all. Like, my mum's side of the family is Irish Catholic. So you don't embrace it, you don't speak about it. It's all obviously more negative in that side. And then my dad's side is atheist. They're just not bothered, don't really care. They're very open now to what I do, but I think, that was a big part of why I kind of hid things, because me being like, I can see things at night, or things are moving in the room, because this was how spirit presented themselves to me, was very much in the physical when I was younger.
Yeah.
I thankfully don't get it as much now, but I think because I have the ability to connect whenever I want to, I now don't, they don't need to present with so much energy of like, we're going to flash the lights on and off, or we're going to turn your stereo all the way up, because all of those things would happen all the time when I was younger, but to nobody else in the house, just me.
Yeah, so but that's interesting. That's interesting. And obviously, as you've grown up, and has that, how has that changed, or has it changed? How has that evolved? What sort of experiences do you
So
have now?
I do still see spirit sometimes. They do still present themselves in that way of lights flickering, or playing with technology. So sometimes it will be more now when I'm doing readings for people. So if I'm doing a tarot reading as an example, I will have like where there'll be flickers on the screen sometimes, or like the internet will completely go out in the middle of the session. I had one tarot recording that I did for somebody, and the whole thing just didn't record. It was just blank. And it's like, oh, sorry, I'm gonna have to redo that for you, because spirit just sort of sucked the energy out of it. I do still get that, but typically my kind of connection is very much more internal. It's that inner knowing. I just know things, and then I call it like the universe doubling down. So if I think something, like, yeah, I think that's my intuition telling me this, they typically then will give me a sign, symbol, or message in some way in physical form. So I get a lot of like animal sightings that are not your typical animal sightings. So whereas some people are like, oh, I saw a hawk from a distance, I'm like, no, a hawk flew down right in front of my car and nearly hit me. Like, it will be so extreme when the universe communicates with me on things like that. But I see that as the universe just doubling down and being like, yep, you were right the first time. Here's the message to confirm, so that I can then sort of take action on it. But it doesn't present as much as the seeing or the things moving and shifting. As I say, I think that is because I can sort of connect a lot easier now, so they don't have to make a song or dance about it as much to get my attention.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree. I think as we get older, if those signs and experiences become just a little bit more subtle, don't they? Because we recognize what we're being told. So it's like the
This is
universe doesn't
it.
have to shout so loud at us.
This is it. It's like people talk about the stories of like at first the universe will like throw a little stone, and then it's like a bigger one, and then they throw a boulder to get you to take action. And it's like, I think when you're younger, you kind of miss all the smaller signs. You don't know that they're happening. You're kind of, well, you're developing as a human being, so you don't notice those things happening around you. But yeah, as we're older, we see the little pebbles that they throw and the nudges that they give without them having to put on a whole show for us, essentially.
Yeah, because I had a look at your website and I noticed that with your offerings, with your courses that you do, included in the courses are intuitive, you know, you teach intuition, don't you?
Yes.
So
yes.
Explain, what can you elaborate on that, Julie, please? What does that involve? If I said to you, right, yeah, Julie, I'm thinking about doing a course with you, I'm really interested in sort of combining my intuitive side with my business side, because, you know, yeah, I've got one side that's a bit weak, but I want to work on both. What would you say?
So essentially for me, we go back to the premise that everything is energy. So yeah, my belief and my framework considers that actually it's not just you that has an energy system that you need to work with, but so does your business. It has its own frequency. And then on top of that, because you're in business, you've also got to encounter other people's energy, whether that is your clients, whether that is your team and people you're working with, contractors, etc., and also your family. Because especially for a lot of women who are in business, it's sometimes a struggle to get the partner on board 100%, not always, but sometimes. And that seems to be a lot of the people that come to me, that they, their partners.
Oh, dear, Julie's dropped out.
Hello, I don't know what happened there.
I don't know what happened either.
Just completely for no reason. And I just find it so that we were just talking about how they do that and then they've done it. I'm like, really?
Thank you.
How about let me get through a podcast? That would be great.
I do not
get it, because it's like I was like, did my internet go out? And it's like, no, because it's letting me, it's just checking back to the main page.
You completely dropped out.
Yeah.
So this is what happens, folks. This is what happens. However, spirit can get through, they will communicate with us, won't they? This is what happens.
Yes, yeah. And I also say this as well, that your spirit team has a sense of humor, and my spirit team are hilarious. Like, they love this kind of stuff, because it's like, oh, you said we don't really do that anymore? Here you go. It's like, okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate you. However, let me do the podcast. That would be great. don't mind just backing off for a bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Fingers crossed. That's, yeah. Just like, really appreciate that. Now I have to like remember where I was at. I was talking about the business energy. I know that much. So to kind of return to the point, as it were, if they'll allow me to continue. Just so really interrupt. Yeah. But yeah, essentially, so you've got like your business energy, your energy, like I said, the other people's energy as well. And for me, I also add in universal energy, because for me, using the universe and things like moon cycles and angels, guides, spirit team, etc., all comes under that universal energy umbrella. So I actually kind of go, even though you are learning intuition and you are taking in what intuition is, it's very much really observing and looking at all of these energy frequencies. Because when you do start doing that, you have no choice but to start listening to your intuition, because you're tapping into like, oh, is this my energy? Maybe not. Maybe it's actually other people's energy that's being impressed on me. Mm. I find in the business industry, we are all, especially as spiritually in tune and empathic people, we absorb very much other people's energy. So when we've got all these beautiful marketing techniques that are out there, we get very easily swayed, very easily pulled into all of other people's programs and ways of doing it. Whereas I like to pull us back a little bit more to actually what works for you, what's going to work for your people and your clients. Because the truth is, there isn't one single way to run a business. Having worked in multiple businesses who are earning six figures and above, they're all doing it differently. It's what works for you. And that's what my programs and my offerings are all about. It's actually sort of connecting into the universe, connecting into energy, being able to shift your energy so that you're disconnecting from other people's energy, coming back to what really resonates with you and putting that into practice across the board, sort of using it. You know, it's one of the reasons I love using moon magic as an example, because throughout an entire moon cycle, if you look at, rather than just your energy, but look at your business energy, you will cover absolutely everything that a business needs, from back-end processes to your mission statement to like your finances and budgeting. Like, the whole lot will come up when you go through an entire year of moon cycles. So there's so many goodies that you can kind of tap into with the universe and energy and everything for your business, essentially.
That's interesting. So for example, if I was to come to you and say, right, Julie, I'd like a discovery call, or a, what do they call it when you have a call with somebody and it's kind of to work out where you are, yeah, and what you need? What do you call that?
Essentially, it is, you can call it a discovery call. I guess it depends what industry you're in, because mostly it's like business people that understand what a discovery call is, but your average Joe is like, I don't know what I'm discovering. It's just a call. So depending on your industry, it can be a discovery call, a sales call, just a general inquiry call.
Okay.
But yeah.
So if I came to you and I said, Julie, I'd like some advice on, you know, this is the first step in this direction. I have no idea about how to run a business. Which is probably, you know, you're not far from the truth there, Sheena. My dog keeps moving the microphone. Inca, stop. Uh-oh. It. She wants to slide all over my feet and then she moves things. So how would you conduct that? How would you find out from me what I know and what I don't know?
Well, essentially, the first thing that I'm going to ask is, what is your biggest problem right now in your business? And generally, people are either going to say something along the lines of that they're stuck, they're repeating the same cycles, they're not getting consistent sales. And then it's kind of asking a few more questions of like, okay, where do you think that's sitting? Like, what have you tried? When you ask someone what they've tried in their business, you can generally see kind of, because when I'm speaking to someone, especially on a discovery call, when it's via Zoom, you can see their energy shifting and changing when you're speaking to them on what kind of they're potentially hiding subconsciously. And spirit actually guide me when I'm on these calls as well. So they'll tell me, they're like, oh, they're saying it's like that they're feeling blocked because they haven't got time, when spirit are like, actually it's X, Y, and Z. And it's kind of like coaxing that out and being like, is this, you know, this is what I'm being told, is that correct, how are you feeling about that? Because everybody's kind of root issue fits into sort of three camps. There's a lot of people who will hide behind excuses, unfortunately, and because that's safe to do so, like our ego protects us and gives us all the excuses. And time is a huge one. We're told over and over again that you have to be working a lot of hours, you have to be available. That's just not true. You can have a successful business. The question is, what does success actually mean to you? What do you want from your business? And these are also things that I ask. I am someone who is very specific with the type of people I like to work with. I like to work with people, and I categorize it by the elements. I very much like fire energy and air energy. So people who have a vision and they are ready to take action on that. And I can tell in a discovery call quite quickly if they have those attributes, but they're just sort of stuck in the mud and they're very grounded, but they still have the want and the desire. Whereas you do come across a lot of people as well who sadly don't have that desire, and they want to stay protected and they want to stay stuck. So it's kind of navigating that on a call as well to make sure that I'm the best fit, because if I'm, you know, if it doesn't click for my energy, I'm not going to work with them. It just does. There's no point. So it's kind of referring them on to different areas, different people. I've worked in the coaching space for such a long time that I can refer you to people who will kind of give you smaller, run of the mill, simple, let me just do one task or focus on one thing. I can refer people. I want to be working with people that I know I can really help. And it's those people who are ready to shift their energy and really start moving it forwards as well. So that's kind of the things that come up in discovery calls. But everyone's energy is so different, which is a wonderful thing to experience.
Yeah, of course. And in that call, would you use any magical tools at all? Or are you just talking and sense, you know, you've got that communication, you've got that direct line to spirit who are helping and supporting and guiding you. But do you use any magical tools like the tarot when you're talking to somebody in that situation? So
it will really depend on what I'm receiving, because sometimes, I mean, you've probably experienced this yourself, some people come on and they don't quite know what to expect, because a discovery call, you're not getting a full service. It's not like you're coming to me as a clarity call where you know, like, she's probably going to use tarot, she's probably going to speak to spirit, she's probably going to do all of this. So a discovery call, it's like, it's obviously a much shorter space of time to just try and figure out if what I have really works for you and how we can make that magic happen. There's people who sometimes they're so closed off energetically when you're talking to them because they're not quite sure what to expect and they don't want to give too much away. I find that a lot with people when they find out that you're psychic, that they kind of put the walls up a bit. So then I will use tools. I will just grab, and I've always got tarot and oracle decks beside me anyway, because it doesn't matter who I'm talking to. Even when I have general coffee chats with people, sometimes I'll just pick up a card and look at it for my own information. So they will, just cutting the cards, I can get a bit of a guidance of like, this is their problem, this is their block, like, this is how you can help them kind of thing. So yes, that's the kind of time I'll use tools for that. But generally when I'm in the programs is when I kind of suggest to people to use different tools. Because over the years, I think I've used everything from candle magic, crystals, using like water rituals, like all of that kind of, I love all of it. So it's like, if there is anything that can be used and used to help you get out of your own way so that you can make a success of your business, I will totally suggest it, and I use it myself. So yeah.
What do you use? That's a great link into my next question, actually, because what do you use then for somebody who is you know, we get to that point, don't we, where those self-limiting beliefs come up, the obstacles that are in our way of moving forwards. So what do you tend to use sort of elementally wise? So our earth, air, fire, or water to help people to clear that energy. What's your kind of go-to?
So my favorite two from, and they've worked for me personally, is crystals. And also using candles. I love candle magic. And I tell this story all the time, so I'll share it here because people might find it interesting, of how I, when I was back in employment, so this is again an example of where the universe comes in and throws a big fat boulder to get me to move. So I was in a position where I was working at a job that I'd hated for a very, very long time. And I was stuck there because it was consistent money. It was easy. I didn't have to think. And I was building my business up on the side. I was already doing tarot readings, running like mentoring and all of this kind of stuff. And there was a shift in management in the company. And the lady who took over running my department, mine and her energies did not mesh. I did not like this woman at all. And I couldn't tell you why. Just didn't work. Didn't like it. I thought that she had something against me. That was just the feeling I got. And I'm like, okay, she doesn't like me. I don't like her. It's not a problem. But there was one day where I was like, I've had enough of this. I'm going to ask spirit to protect me from her energy. So I got a little birthday candle and I lit it and I asked and repeated over and over again to protect me from her energy, like protect me all day as I'm working, like separate our energies, et cetera, et cetera. And within 3 hours, I had a telephone call from somebody else in the team who told me that I had to come in for a disciplinary. And I was like, oh, so I'm getting fired. And within a week, my job was gone and I had no job and I had to decide if I was going to work fully for myself, which I have done ever since. But for me, that was very much, I asked the universe to protect me from her energy. The only way they could was to move me away, and it was time to move me away. And that completely shifted the trajectory of my life and my business, and I wouldn't be where I am today without having done that one little spell. I would probably still be there dealing with this person I hated and living a life that I didn't enjoy, but I was just comfortable in. So I love candle magic, but I do always say, just make sure you're clear with what you're wishing for, because it will present in ways that you might not expect. So just know that anything can happen when you do candle magic.
Yeah, expect the unexpected with magic in general, I think. You know, because magic works. It works, but it's not always in the way we expect it to.
No. I'm like, okay, that's how you're protecting me. Brilliant. Okay, we'll run with it. You know, but other people might have been a little bit scared, a little bit dubious. But for me, I'm like, brilliant. We just cleared that away. Done, dusted. But for me, definitely candles for like burning stuff away and releasing. I will often set an intention. I'm currently going through a process where I'm resetting my own chakras and I'm lighting a specific chakra candle every single night with a crystal next to it to absorb everything. And I physically feel it. There will be times in the night that I'm like, oh, I can feel that in the root chakra. Thank you. That's clearing that out. And then the next day I'll journal on things on the root chakra, see what comes up. And for me, then when I want to call things in is more when I use crystals rather than clearing for me personally, because I'll set a nice crystal grid or something like that, especially for things of like abundance and calling in new clients. Like I love a crystal grid and the intention that you put into it. It's so much fun to use these tools. That's the other thing, is that people think that either they're the be all and end all, or they think that they're hocus pocus and they don't do anything. I'm like, well, what if it is just the intention that you put into it? It doesn't have to be, you don't have to make it like super, super magical, but what if it can just be something fun where you're thinking about what you want and you're dreaming about what you want to bring in or what you want to release and just thinking about the possibilities in that moment. I think daydreaming is one of the nicest things that we can do. You know, other animals don't get to do that. We do. We can vision things off into the future. And so, yeah, I think those two are my favorite tools to use.
And how easy it is when you grow up to be, if you're continually told, you know, to stop daydreaming and stop fantasizing, and if you are conditioned and you listen to that kind of rubbish, how sad that would be for any of us to stop dreaming. You know, I said to my students the other day, we have to keep dreaming. We, you know, keep these dreams alive. And isn't it wonderful to have these magical tools that can support us in the process? It's a brilliant thing, you know?
This is it. They're so fun and it's all pretty, like, you know, and the thing I say to clients as well is, like, once again, not every tool is for everybody, and that's also okay. Like, if someone's like, oh God, I don't really like crystals. Well, don't use crystals. Like, that's fine. It's all okay. But I also say, go back to things that you were fascinated with when you were younger. Like, I was always that kid that picked up the nice stones and shells on the beach, or when I was at a museum and like tinkering through the little rocks and crystals and fossils that they would have at a museum. Or, you know, and I was always really fascinated by fire when I was younger, not in a pyromaniac kind of way, but I just loved looking at candles and watching them burn and watching the flame dance. So it's no surprise to me that those are my tools now that I'm older. Right. Like, it's like I loved them when I was young. Of course, I'm going to embrace them now when I'm older. But I think people try and push themselves into tools or methods that, because someone else has said, like, this is the one that works. It's like, well, find what really resonates with you, because that's what really works. So yeah, that's the key.
That's the key thing, isn't it? Yeah. I noticed from your website and on your courses that you have a plethora, a toolkit of so many different tools that people can dip in and out of and use. So you were talking, Julie, about this particular practice that you're doing at the moment to clear your own energy. Tell us about that, with the chakras and the crystals.
So for me, it's something that I've done before, and I'm finding that I'm going back to practices and tools that I did when I first started getting into all of this stuff and exploring these things. So I mean, I do have Reiki experience from, you know, in the past. I actually started as an animal healer, so I learned crystal healing and Reiki healing for animals before I transitioned to people, but I've always done it for myself. And for me, this last full moon was in Virgo, and it's very much like releasing certain habits, and there's lots of outdated patterns and behaviors that I wanted to release. And I'd been really feeling quite sluggish personally, energetically, since I think the end of last year. I felt quite burnt out, so I decided that I needed to tap back into my own tools. And I was like, okay, well, let's tap back into, I love the crystals, I love the candles. So it's very much like what I've been doing is that I started with the root chakra and I'm moving my way up. So every night I am placing a candle, which is a specific candle. They're from a set which are specifically for your chakras, but you can just use a colored crystal, a colored candle that matches the color of your chakra. And I'm putting a ring of clear quartz around. I have lots of clear quartz, like crystal points. So the candle goes into a nice little bowl so it's safe and secure. And then I put the wonderful crystals around it. And then I add two crystals that are specifically for that chakra. So again, looking for the colors that match and putting those down and asking that anything that is being burnt away from my chakra while that candle is working overnight gets absorbed into the crystal, so that then I can go and cleanse and clear the crystal as well. So it just kind of like doubles up. So it's not only is it clearing from me, I'm allowing it to completely clear from the room, because I'm a strong believer of you can ask for things to be cleared, but if you don't get really specific on where it's going, it just leaves you, but just kind of sits around and can come back to you quite easily. So I prefer it to have a very specific intention of like, clear from me with this candle, let it burn. Anything that's debris can absorb into these crystals, and then I'll move them and cleanse and clear those out and ask it to be released back to the universe. So going through that process, as I say, I was physically feeling it in my body, and it kind of made me laugh. Like, although I know that these things work, it's when you notice these things. So I would light the candle and then sort of lay down, and then I would get like a twinge, or I would twitch in that specific area that was right next to that chakra that it's working. And I'm just like, oh, there goes a little release. So it's a nice like reminder that these things are working. And, you know, for those who don't necessarily believe in all of that, I mean, if you're listening to this, then you're probably in the wrong place. But I always say this to people of like, even if it's just the intention, even if the magic part didn't work, which you and I know that it does, but even if you thought that it didn't, the attention alone is enough to help clear and shift your energy. And it's been working. I've felt much more like vibrant, happy, energetic, more focused this week, having started that process and allowing myself to go through that process.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about the right people, or, you know, people, obviously it's all about, we're talking about energy, and it's that energy, energetic sort of match, isn't it? That people will gravitate towards you. And so I would assume that most of the people that come in your direction are spiritually inclined anyway, or magically inclined anyway. So they kind of get what you're saying. Do you ever have anybody that has no idea, but is interested? Is that enough for somebody to be interested?
Yeah, you can definitely be just interested, because I kind of position it in a way of, you'll learn and understand what you need to learn and understand at any given time. You don't have to be fully experienced. It can be enough to just come in as a complete beginner. It's just having a belief that there is something more out there. That's all I ask from people. I don't ever expect people to understand or believe in exactly my way of doing it, because I never trusted anybody anyway. I've been to multiple mediumship courses, I've been to multiple psychic courses, and they never resonated with me. The teachers that I've gone to never resonated, because they would tell me to do one thing and I'm like, no, I'm doing this and it's working, and they're like, no, that doesn't work. So, well, it does, because I'm doing it. So it's just about finding what works for you. So I prefer to position myself as the guide to help you find what's right for you, rather than you must do this, you must do that. I give you multiple different options and multiple different tools, and we can then help you find what works for you, what resonates with you, and kind of like guide you along the route that way. But yeah, I don't necessarily have people that don't believe. Sometimes it's people who are much newer and they're like, I'm just sort of, I had an experience, so therefore now I'm interested. But typically, mostly it's people that have been doing things on the background a little bit for themselves, whether that's pulling cards, like working with candles, or just generally being connected with the universe, getting out in nature, et cetera, et cetera. And they just really want to infuse that energy into their business, because they know, you know how you can shift your energy in your day to day. So why would that not work inside your business and help you get further in your business as well?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So when did you actually decide that you wanted to combine the psychic side with the business side? Was there anything, any sort of catalyst that you can remember that happened that kind of made you think,
Yeah. So it was back in 2020, and I was really open to just working with everybody. I'd never specifically thought I just need to work with business owners. I was doing a lot of tarot, a lot of moon cycle stuff. At the time, I was doing a lot of crystal meditations and things like that. And then COVID happened, so everything went online. And what I found was happening is that a lot of my readings, I was attracting a lot of love readings, which isn't my top favorite genre, let's put it that way. I don't mind doing a love reading if it comes up, but the specific love readings, not necessarily. And I was finding that I was getting a lot of people who are not very good at taking direction. And this is when I realized, I was like, oh, I like the people who are much more ready to take action. Because I would have readings where people would ask me, is my boyfriend cheating? And I'd be like, yes, and I can tell you who with. And then they would come back to me a week later and be like, I still think he's cheating. It's like, it's still the same answer. Like, and I got to the point that I was like, I'm not doing love readings anymore. I'm not taking repeat bookings if I've given you guidance and you're not ready to take the action. Mm. And that was when I first started thinking, no, I want to work with people who are ready to take action to change their lives. And it's part of my, some people are like, oh, that sounds really harsh. But what it actually stems from is that I'm very much the person who wants to support women create independence. And that doesn't mean you have to be, you know, doing everything on your own. But I like to support women who want to have something that is theirs that then they can pass on to their children, that can help support their family, that can do more. And I found that when I was just dealing with the person that just wanted to be like, just have the husband and do nothing, I found that triggering in myself. So that was part of it. So it was like, it was triggering me. So I'm like, right, how do I move and evolve? And what does that look like? And it was like, okay, well, the people who are coming to me that I was meeting in business groups where I'm learning about business and things like that, and they're coming to me for readings. And I'm like, I love reading for you guys because I can be like, I see this in the future, I see that. And they take action on it. Because they're like, it can get me money. So of course I'm going to take action. And that's what I love. When I say, when the universe doubles down for me, when I have a riff and an intuitive hit and they're like, yep, here you go. It's confirmation for me. This is what I am supposed to do. I'm not meant to be the tarot reader that just does love readings. I'm supposed to be the person that helps support people in their business with intuitive guidance from the universe and letting them bring that into their business. So
like you say they're ready to do the work, because it's about taking responsibility, isn't it? If people have just got this idea that, oh, you're going to fix everything for them, you know, then they're going to get disappointed, aren't they? It's the same with any kind of course of personal development in any field. You have to take responsibility and do the work. And there's a lot of deep inner work with this kind of work, isn't there? Particularly if you're combining sort of business with the personal development as well, because we know that the more, you know, our business is a reflection of where we are with our spiritual growth, where we are personally, you know, with ourselves. It's that's the our reflection. Our business mirrors that back to us. So how would you say, and talking about that, how would you say your business is talking to you at the moment? That's without the intervention of these wonderful energies at the moment that are preventing us from moving forward quite as in the way that we thought. But anyway, there you go.
I think for me, spirit and my business are kind of, they know that there's a shift coming and a change is coming in terms of me just really honing in on exactly who I speak to and who I help. Because I think for so long, because when you have so many modalities, and many spiritual practitioners will say this, when you have so many modalities that you can offer, and when you are a healer at heart, you want to offer everything, you want to do everything, you want to be available, you want to answer every question that you can, and do every healing session at all times of the day, because you want to naturally help. Whereas my energy and my business has really called for more structure, more automation, and me getting really clear of like, what do I want my life to look like in the future? And this is also something that I then share with my students of like, if you don't want to be doing calls at a Friday afternoon, are you booking them in now? Like, so I'm really implementing that same kind of structure of like, I want to be speaking to clients on 2 days a week, no more than that. I want to be able to have time and energy for my dog, for my walks, for my spiritual connection and my spiritual growth. So I don't like to do anything before 9 o'clock now. Whereas before, because of time differences of people I'm working with, because I'm working worldwide, there would be days and times that I'm like on having a call at 7 a.m. to speak to someone in one country, then like taking a break in the middle of the day, but speaking to someone at 8 p.m. in another country. Then it's like, it's much more structured, much more in a space of, well, one, the best way to work with me is inside my program, because I put a lot more time and energy into that specifically. And it's like, instead of trying to grab time left, right and center for all of these one-to-one clients, you get me in here, it's on these dates, it's on these times. And it's much more my way of working as well. I do a lot of voice note work now rather than specific calls, because I find that I riff better, I connect with the universe better when I'm doing that. Because I can be doing a voice note while I'm on the beach. I can be doing a voice note while I'm in the woods with the dog, which is where I get my clearest connection from spirit. So it's kind of doing more of what works for me. That's 100% what this year is all about for me and my business. It's like making it work and not listening to the "you must do this" that every other guru out there is saying, because you don't. You don't have to do anything.
No, you're doing it my way. Yeah, well done. And what about, because, you know, we as healers, as energy workers, I know myself that I have come across, you know, the biggest blocks when it comes to money, you know. So what is your experience of that, and how do you help people get over that?
So money is a really interesting
question,
one,
isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah.
I've just given you a loaded question.
Like, how do I fix money problems? Well, it's definitely a case of like, one, I mean, I always ask people to go back to this. It's like, what is your money story? Where does it come from? Getting really present to your money story and knowing that it's never going to go away. Like, because we continuously absorb things that are going on around us. Like, recently I went on a long journey with my parents, and just being in the back of the car listening them to them talk about money, I'm like, oh, that's where that comes from. Like, even now, like, I'm 39 and I'm still absorbing and hearing things about money and other people's fear of money, and, you know, like, oh, they've got too much money. What's too much money? Like, I don't know what that is. Like, and exploring it by just really observing what's around me, acknowledging what is being triggered. And that's kind of how I approach it with clients, of like, if I see that they're in fear, it's, you know, how do you kind of get them to get out of that energy and look into the potential? Because there is always enough, right? We know that. We know that at our core. It's just a case of, where does it come from? What does it look like? How can it come to you? I mean, I think I said this to you recently on one of our coffee chats. But I have this thing where sometimes I'll ask the universe for an amount of money and then it will give it to me in a credit increase on a credit card. And I'm like, are you joking? Like, you have to get really specific, because it's like, here you go. Well, you have access to everything. Here it is. It's like, that's not the same as it being in my bank account. So it's getting really clear on it. I now see that as kind of my spirit team joking with me, because I'll be like, oh, wouldn't it be great if I could just get $5,000 come in, and they're like, here's a credit increase. I'm like, thank you, really, thanks, but can we have it in the other account?
In the black.
Yeah, in the black. So it's different with everybody, because everybody's money stuff is very, very different. And it's a continual thing. I think that's one thing that people need to acknowledge, is that it's not a click your fingers and everything works overnight. When you look at people who are earning large amounts of money, it's just different problems. And it's very true. I was in a coaching call inside a mastermind that I'm in at the moment, and they were talking about how, like, someone who's earning $3,000 a month, for example, and then all of a sudden they have a really great launch and they jump to $20,000, how that brings up completely different money issues. Whereas when you're at the 3,000, you go, oh, wouldn't it be fantastic? Wouldn't that solve this problem? Wouldn't it be that? And then you get in it and you're like, well, how do I repeat that? What if it goes away? And all of these things are different at every single level. It's just working through it each and every time with your tools, knowing that you have the ability to work through it with your tools, and just reframing the thought of money and the idea of money, because it's been given so many identities that it's a neutral thing, money.
But we give it so much power, don't we? We give it so much power, don't we? And allow it to influence us in such a potent ways, really. Yeah. But like you say, it's going back to that money story that we are conditioned with, you know, from society, our family, our childhoods, that is kind of playing on default the whole time through our lives until we become conscious of actually the effect of that.
I always say that coaching is one of the most fantastic things to have access to. It's all very good and well being able to like buy a course, but actually having someone that you can reach out to, or groups and support that you can talk to, because as I said, it will always be there and it will show up in different forms at different times. So being able to talk through it, being able to reach out in a Facebook group, on a one-to-one, in a group setting, whatever it is, to be able to talk through it, because one, you realize that your story is just a story. Like each and every time you're sort of brought back to reality, you're given options and ideas to explore that money issue to then transform it. It's like without support, I wouldn't be anywhere near where as far as I am in my business. I probably wouldn't still be in business if I hadn't had multiple support systems with business coaching and support in different ways of people who kind of get it and understand that sort of that block, essentially. So yeah, I would always recommend having somewhere or someone that can kind of help you with the energy of money and your stories on it.
Yeah, that's good advice, because we have to learn to rewrite our stories, don't we?
Yeah.
And to take back that power and to realize that actually we've got a lot more influence over our lives and the way in which we view money. It's our perspective, isn't it, really, that makes the whole difference to the game.
As soon as you shift your perspective on anything, you're shifting energy. And it's kind of like, it's the same as like, you know, the old saying of like, oh, you got up on the wrong side of the bed. But it's like, well, if you shifted the perspective, I got up on a different side of the bed. Possibility is endless. And it's the same thing with money. It's like, actually, money is an endless energy that you can tap into at any time. It's just that we put too much pressure on it. That's all it is for me.
Yeah. I find with my students, it's and with myself, you know, because it's we never stop learning, do we? It's that it's recognizing when we're in that state of lack and scarcity and how to close the gap between that and abundance, you know, and recognizing that we actually have got enough. And I don't know about you, but I work a lot with gratitude, because I think a gratitude practice is so important. You know, and it's daily. It's daily reminding ourselves that we, you know, of all the things that we're grateful for. And if like one of my students in one of my courses at the moment, you know, he was struggling a couple of weeks ago. His cat had died and he was having problems at work. And we had a one-to-one chat and I said to him, look, I want you to write down all the things you're grateful for about your cat's life, you know, and all the things you're grateful for about your job. And how do you feel afterwards? And he came back and he said, well, actually, yes, I do feel a lot better. Yeah, it has made me feel a lot better. It's given me a different focus. But I don't want to accept those, you know, I don't want to deny those feelings. And I said to him, you don't have to deny those feelings. You know, it's about accepting what is, but also balancing it out with the attitude and the energy of gratitude, because it's a game changer, don't you think, Julie?
100%. The two things that I rely on very much for me personally and for clients as well, looking at gratitude and then being able to switch to trust in the universe. So sitting in gratitude and being like, look what I've got, look what comes to me, and you know, and the trust comes from looking back at experiences where the universe has supported you when you've needed it, what showed up, who showed up, how did that show up? So like combining those two together, it makes it so much easier to know that everything that you want can come to you, that everything that you think about is destined for you if you want it. So yeah, the two together, gratitude and trust, I think are just so powerful at like transforming everything that is going on around you.
Yeah. And ultimately learning to trust in our own abilities and back to our psychic and intuitive nature, learning to trust in ourselves, you know, because that's kind of, that's what you're about, isn't it? It's what we're both about. And your whole sort of umbrella is about being intuitively led. So, you know, so what can we wrap up with? What are your offerings at the moment, Julie? What are you excited about with what you're sharing with other people?
So at the moment, my focus is on two different ways you can work with me, either inside my intuitively led program, which is essentially you get like access to course modules of all bits and pieces of ways to connect to the universe and use it for your business. But also there is then weekly hot seat coaching. No, it's not hot seat coaching. It's monthly hot seat coaching. And also it's coaching office hours. I always forget how to word that. Where you can access like me through voice notes once a week with one question. So you can have one question, one focus, one sort of mission each week. And then on the other side is more clarity, using me to connect to the universe to get clarity in your business. But those are the two main offerings that I've got going on at the moment.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how long do people normally stay with you for? How long are these programs for?
So the intuitively led program is a 6-month container, but some people do stay on for a full year because they like to go through a full like moon, like it's not a full moon cycle, but an annual moon cycle, as it were. Mm. But yeah, 6 months is a great sort of process. It's more than enough to get you shifting in the right direction, to really implement new sort of habits, behaviors, and get enough evidence that the universe is working in your favor as well.
Yeah, great. Okay. And where can people find you online, Julie?
So best place is either my website, which is juliechandler.co.uk, or come and jump into the DMs on Instagram, because that's my most active platform. And I love just, you can drop me a voice note. I love voice notes. So that's juliechandler__ on Instagram.
Okay, brilliant. And I'll leave all those links in the show description. Well, thank you, Julie, for joining me in the Witch Wavelength studio today. Interesting happenings from Spirit. And you, at the moment, you're completely blocked.
It's the same for me. I'm like, at least I can hear you. I'm like, they're letting us at least finish this out.
That's fine. And of course, something else that we've got in common as well is that you've got a spaniel. I've got spaniels.
Yes. We love spaniels. Spaniels are the best dogs.
We do love spaniels. And isn't it a wonderfully grounding thing having a dog, you know, because they do keep us grounded, don't they? Keep us healthy, keep us outside in nature. And like, as you were saying earlier, that's where you get all your inspiration from, being outside.
100%. Like my dog completely changed my life. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be as relaxed or as focused or as determined. Like I just live my life sort of trying to be as easygoing as she is, because it's such a simple life, but I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's very clear from what you've said. And I'm encouraging everybody that's listening, if you're sitting on the fence with getting some help with your business, and you know, you'd like to improve your intuitive abilities and skills as well, and combine that with you know, running a business, then head in Julie's direction. because clearly you are doing good stuff in the world, Julie, and I can see from your website all the wonderful you know, testimonials that you've had. I mean, there's loads of them.
I'm so lucky for the people that I've worked with. I'm very thankful that they've all had such wonderful connections and wonderful experiences. So more of that, please, and thank you, universe.
Thank you, universe. Well, thanks, Julie, and we'll speak again very soon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
That was Sheena and Julie on the Which Wavelength podcast. Yeah, that was a great chat, actually. It was interesting sort of listening to her and, you know, the little glitches that went on throughout the whole of the chat, you know.
Yeah, but you edited those out, didn't
Most
you?
Most of them out, yeah.
We left the first one in.
And obviously, that is on, if anybody wanted to watch you in person, that's on your
It is a YouTube post.
Yeah.
So if you go on to my YouTube channel, Sheena Cundy, Treehouse TV, you'll see the, and I'll put that link in the show description.
Yeah. And you can click and subscribe and stuff like that.
Anybody can,
Anybody can.
Be great if
How
they
cool
did.
Is that? Yeah, great. Excellent.
But meanwhile, do go and check out Julie's website. It's called intuitivelyled.com and she has lots to offer.
Because it's the first time I've heard of anybody doing, like, helping people with business psychically, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Apart from once, years ago, I didn't know a landlord who would not do any business transactions until he'd been to see, it was a little old lady who used to live locally.
Oh, really?
And she used to sort of read the cards and he'd always go round to her. Babs, her name was, and she had a couple of little donkeys that she kept in an old field, like, and she was a right character. I got on famously with her, you know, but never really sort of opened up and sort of talked much about, you know, cards and tarot and things like that. But she, you know, I found out sort of after she left that, you know, she did use to sort of read the tarot cards, and I know somebody who actually had this big lump of stone that they brought up from Cornwall. They'd had it in the sort of family ground for years and sort of brought it up to Maidlandsea when he moved here, and she actually went around and laid her hands on it, and yeah, it was really sort of quite interesting.
Yeah,
but
I think that if you, it just goes to show, if you trust somebody's advice, you know, it doesn't really matter what they do, is it, how they profess to, where they get that advice from, whether they say it's from, you know, an angel sitting on a cloud, or it's from a god or a goddess, or it's from your Uncle Fred who's moving the photo on the mantelpiece from left to right every morning, or, you know, whatever it is. Do you think it really matters? I mean, well, of course it matters, but it doesn't matter where they say the source is, because if you've got that connection,
that's right,
to a higher power, which is really what our inner wisdom is all about, isn't
it? That's right. Yeah,
you know, it comes through our own channels.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, having somebody else to sort of reaffirm that to you, it gives you then the confidence.
Of course.
And then you go into a decision full of positivity and go for it. And that's how you should do things, you know, because if you're going into something with a slight hint of negativity, then is it going to work really or not?
You know? And let's face it, Ian, in business, you know, there's lots of decisions that you have to make all the time, constantly.
Yeah.
And if you've got somebody that you can call upon, that you can trust in, who's going to help you to tap into your own intuition...
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, which is what Julie's all about.
That's
then it's got to be helpful.
Yeah,
of course
great.
It is. You know, because we never stop learning. We have to, and in business, you know, it can be difficult. You can sort of fall into areas of struggle when you're not sure about what to do next. You know, particularly when it's quite serious things to do with money. You know, because there is that aspect of it which, you know, people can get sort of hung up on, because
as we well know. That's right. So talking about that, that's a lovely link in. How's your witchy richness coming on?
My witchy richness?
Yeah, or richy witchness or witchy richness. One way.
My wealthy
witches. Wealthy witches, that's
my magical membership. Yeah, no, it's good. I did our first workshop on Sunday.
Yeah.
This Sunday just gone. So that's going to be every new moon, or sort of dark moon just on the cusp of the new moon. So once a month, first Sunday of the month. I'm doing that on online, so it's a live workshop, but I'm actually doing it from my Substack newsletter. So if anybody is interested in joining my little paid membership for Wealthy Witchery, then you can just sort of have a look at the Substack page. It's Wealthy Witches. It's on sheenac.substack.com, and just have a look at that, see if it resonates,
and
people can sign up for it. So, they can just subscribe as a free subscriber. But if they want to come along to the workshop every month and get additional content, then they have to pay a small fee. It's only £12 a month.
Yeah.
It's nothing really,
no,
is it?
No,
and I think it's good value, really, for what we do and what we work towards together.
Yeah.
So all they have to do is upgrade to a paid membership and they're in.
Fantastic.
And I'll send them the link to the workshop. They get the replays from the workshops. They get the first, all of the free course, all of the course that I did in February, which was the money manifesting course, they get all that for free. So,
great. You're keeping really busy, because we were in the studio. Yeah, I love going in the studio and doing, because you're doing the audio book.
We're doing the audio second one of that, which is
brilliant, you know.
Yeah.
And we had a rehearsal the other day with the band, Morrigan'sPath.bandcamp.com.
And we've got a festival coming up next week.
Gig coming up, yeah, Friday week, Green Oaks Gathering.
In Ely.
Yeah, sort of Cambridgeshire way. So, I mean, it's still open. There's still tickets if anybody fancies a...
I'll put the link to that in the show description.
Yeah.
If anybody listens to that before the 18th of April, which is just a week away.
Yeah.
Oh, it's next week.
It is. Blimey. Yeah.
Then, you know, look up, I think the tickets are really affordable. I think they're about 30 quid a day. It's really nothing.
Friday,
you know.
Saturday and Sunday.
Loads
of workshops. I've been looking at some of the sort of workshops that have been going on. Loads of talks and demonstrations and stuff. So.
Yeah, and we've got lots of friends going, and I'm really looking forward to playing on the Sunday night.
Yeah. So if anybody's listening to this, come up and see us sometime. Brilliant.
Right, let's get off now, Ian.
On that note.
We're digressing and descending and spiraling downwards.
If you want to listen to Morrigan's Path music before you go there, so check us out on morrigan'spath.bandcamp.com. We've got YouTube videos of some of the songs and everything else as well.
Yeah, and please, if you enjoy the podcast, give us a share, leave a review if you can. And we'd really appreciate that, because obviously the more people we reach, the more people can enjoy what we do.
And where else can we find you, Sheena?
Where else can you find me?
SheenaCundy.com. Yeah. That's good. Instagram, Treehouse Witch.
Treehouse Witch.
Cundy Ian. On Instagram. And also Facebook. We've got Morrigan's Path and The Witch Wavelength.
Witch Wavelength.
On Facebook.
I've got a podcast page. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So check us out.
2, 3, 4.
Yeah, and we'll let you all know how the festival goes afterwards.
Yeah, and if you're free next weekend, then come along to Green Oaks Gathering at Ely, and we'd love to see you there. And until next time, take good care of yourself. Thank you for listening to us rambling on.
Ramble on.
Meanwhile, we're sending lots of love and magic your way, and we look forward to being with you again very soon. Bye-bye now.
What on earth are you doing, lady? What is that you're stewing? Don't stray far from the hearth, place knock while you are brewing. A little bit of this and a little bit of that is what you want. Now throw into the middle and it will work out somehow. Mix it up together, stir the madness round and round. Lady Crow, lend me your feather, by the magic we are bound. time, the story goes. Look between the covers, Wilminerva and her boy.